Hello again, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour, featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, as we near the end of another year, I thought we would listen to some recordings made at the end of the year on either December 30th or December 31st, spanning the years 1908 to 1947. We'll hear some dance bands, some vocalists, some jazz musicians, salon orchestras, a variety of things, but we're going to start not in December, but a recording made on July 30th, 1926, by Art Landry and his orchestra. The vocalist here is Weston Vaughn, sometimes known as simply Wes Vaughn. He's probably best known for his recording with Bix Beiderbecke's orchestra of I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure and I Don't Mind Walking in the Rain. But here he is, 5 years before that, on a song called While the Years Go Drifting By. This seemed an ideal way to start the program. The song was written by Gus Kahn and Joe Burke. It's Victor 20147. To start us off, here's Art Landry and his orchestra. I like those little chimes at the end. It's a fun song called While the Years Go Drifting By, Art Landry and his orchestra with a vocal from Weston Vaughn. That was recorded in New York on July 30th, 1926. Well, for the rest of the program, we'll be listening to records made on either December 30th or December 31st. And we're going to take these in chronological order, starting with a record made in Camden, New Jersey on December 31st, 1908. This is Victor 16390. The label says in place of an artist credit, simply Westminster Chimes, though the Victor files reveal the musician here was Chris Chapman, a well-known percussionist of his day. It's an appropriate enough tune to begin our end-of-the-year program, Auld Lang Syne. Well, it may not be the most musically inspired performance we'll hear on today's program, but I think it is remarkable how clearly the chimes come through in that recording, now well over a century old. That was Auld Lang Syne, played by Chris Chapman at the Westminster Chimes, Victor 16390. Well, we'll turn now to a record that was made exactly 4 years later, on New Year's Eve 1912, in New York City. The vocalists here are Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, studio standbys in those days, and they're singing a song by Clarence Jones called Casey Jones Went Down on the Robert E. Lee. I suspect most of us these days, if we're familiar with Casey Jones at all, it's through songs like Casey Jones, the Brave Engineer, or dozens of other songs throughout the 20th century in which his name appears inextricably linked to the railroads. It's tempting to think of Casey Jones as one of these mythical folk figures like Paul Bunyan or Johnny Appleseed who may never have existed, but in his case, Casey Jones was a real person. Jonathan Luther Jones was his real name. He was born in the early 1860s and grew up in a little place called Casey, Kentucky, C-A-Y-C-E. Like a lot of people at those times, he took his hometown to be his nickname. So he became Casey Jones, and when he took that as his nickname, he spelled it C-A-S-E-Y. He went to work for the railroads, and through the years became well known for his acts of heroism. On one case, he is claimed to have saved a little girl from being hit by a train. She stood in the tracks in front of this engine, immobilized by fear, and Casey Jones ran around to the front of the train, hopped on the little cow guard there, and scooped her up just before the train would have run her down. Perhaps his most famous act of heroism came late on the night of April 29th, 1900. He was conducting a train down in Mississippi. Coincidentally enough, after hearing that Wes Vaughn record a little while ago, it was as his train was pulling into Vaughn, Mississippi, that it struck another train on the tracks ahead of it. Casey Jones, seeing this at the last minute, stayed on the train even as he yelled to his firemen to jump to safety. And Casey Jones tried as best he could to stop the train and save all of the passengers on board his own train, which he managed to do. But in the process, as his engine slammed into the caboose and back cars of the train ahead of him, he was killed. He became immortalized in song soon thereafter. By 1909, the song Casey Jones was copyrighted after being performed for several years in vaudeville. And then came this song, which mixes it with Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, a song that had come out earlier in 1912. The Robert E. Lee, that's a whole nother story, which I won't go into too much detail here, but that had been a steamboat on the Mississippi River back in the 1870s and early 1880s. It went down after a fire in 1882. And so this song sort of imagines that Casey Jones was not a railroad man, but rather worked aboard the Robert E. Lee and was there at the very end trying to patch it up and salvage the Robert E. Lee from sinking after its terrible fire. So let's listen now, with no further ado, to Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan. Here's Casey Jones Went Down on the Robert E. Lee.
Now, don't you hear that noise?
Nothing. Nothing but the young news boy.
Why, what was he yelling about? What did they shout?
They're only telling that the paper's out.
Oh, now, something must be wrong up here.
Wait now. I've the papers here.
There's a sensation.
That upset all the nation.
Let me read it. To you, dear.
Proceed.
Casey Jones.
Who?
Casey Jones went down on the Robert E. Lee.
Great Scott!
He was an engineer upon that river boat.
Thought he drove an engine as the poet wrote.
No, he's not shoveling coal.
What's he doing?
He and McGinney are patching up the hole.
Did he find McGinney at the bottom of the sea?
Sure, read where they got him.
Are they working on the bottom?
Yes, down on the Robert E. Lee. Goodness, now, ain't it awful news?
Fill me with the blues.
Why, what will his missus say when she's told?
She loves his kisses more than she loves gold.
Oh, supposing, should be all a fate.
Oh, pinch me, see if I'm awake.
But there's no denying.
No, the papers ain't lying.
Why, of course, there's no mistake.
Why, no.
Casey Jones went down on the Robert E. Lee. He was an engineer upon that river boat, not upon the railroad as the poet wrote. He's not shoveling coal. He and McGinty are patching up the hole, for he found McGinty at the bottom of the sea. And now that you've got him, you're working on the bottom, down on the Robert E. Lee. Casey Jones went down on the Robert E. Lee. He was an engineer upon that river boat, not upon the railroad as the poet wrote. He's not shoveling coal. He and McGinty are patching up the hole, for he found McGinty at the bottom of the sea.
How's that?
Glorious.
Well, now I'll go clear down to the keel.
What'd you come up for?
Why, I come up for to get my breath anymore.
No, that's a plenty.
And now that I've got 'em, they're working on the bottom, down on the Robert E. Lee.
And there you have Casey Jones Went Down on the Robert E. Lee, sung by Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, Columbia A1271, from December 31st, 1912. We'll move forward 9 years now to New Year's Eve, 1923, and a recording of a song by Gene Scott called Hurdy Gurdy Blues. Although in this interpretation by the Virginians, I don't detect too much musically that would allude to a hurdy-gurdy. It's Victor 19241. Still a fun record. After that, we'll move into the electric era with a disc made by Johnny Marvin on December 30th, 1925. This for the Columbia label, 547-D. Johnny Marvin sings, "I Ain't in Love No More." And we'll finish the set with a song that goes all the way back to the 1860s. It was written by Henry Clay Work, and it's called Grandfather's Clock. You'll probably recognize this one. When I was a kid, I would still turn this up on little children's records. I don't think you hear it on many children's compilations anymore. Anyway, this version of Grandfather's Clock was recorded in Camden, New Jersey on December 31st, 1925. So three more end-of-the-year records now from 1923 to 1925, starting with The Virginians, that little split-off band from Paul Whiteman's orchestra. Here they are with Hurdy-Gurdy Blues.
Do 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 waiting for? Well, I ain't in love no more. I ain't in love no more. Girl with lights turned low, her husband he came home, and oh, right out the window I did go. Well, I ain't in love no more. I ain't in love no more. I had a girl long, lank, and lean. There was a fire in what I seen when I saved her in Crepe Gashin. Now I ain't in love no more. I ain't in love no more. Singer by the name of Maud said, when I sing, you must applaud. Heard her voice, and oh my God, I ain't in love no more. I ain't in love no more.
But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blushing and beautiful bride. But in some short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour of departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime as we silently stood by his side. But in stark, short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
According to the Victor Files, that was Frank Crummett himself playing guitar on that recording. Another Frank was at the organ bench, Frank Banta, probably better known as a pianist. He made a number of piano roles and a couple dozen solo sides for Victor and the Plaza Group of labels. He also accompanied dozens, if not hundreds, of singers and instrumentalists on their own records in the 1920s and 30s. That's the only record, though, I can think of where Frank Banta plays organ, not piano. There are probably others, but that's the only one I know of. Before that, we heard, from the previous day, Johnny Marvin sing I Ain't in Love No More, a Columbia record, and we started the set on New Year's Eve 1923 with the Virginians, the Hurdy Gurdy Blues. Well, that Frank Crummett record was made on New Year's Eve 1925, and so were these next two records. But where Frank Crummett was recording in Victor's Camden, New Jersey studios, these next two records were made about 70 or 80 miles away in Victor's New York City studios. First up, we'll hear Nat Shilkret directing the Victor Salon Orchestra, a song by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito, I Never Knew. We'll follow that with Nat's brother Jack and his orchestra, Jack Shilkret's orchestra. Billy Murray will be the vocalist on a song called Roll 'em Girls, Roll Your Own. Both of these on the Victor label, and both from New Year's Eve 1925. Let's start with the Victor Salon Orchestra. Thank you.
picture on your stocking. Laugh at Ma, laugh at Pa, give them all the ha-ha. Roll 'em, girlies, roll 'em, roll your roll.
When compared to a version of the same song recorded by Paul Specht's orchestra over at the Columbia Studios, I have to say, this version of Roll 'em Girls, Roll Your Own by Jack Shilkret's orchestra is fairly sedate, despite the presence of Billy Murray, who usually livens things up. Could it be that perhaps since that was recorded on New Year's Eve, 1925, Billy Murray was saving some of his energy for celebrations that night? Who knows? Before that, we heard the Victor Salon Orchestra recorded in the same studio on the same day, and probably really the same group of guys. Nat Shilkret was the nominal director on I Never Knew, both of those from December 31st, 1925. My name is Brian Wright, and for those of you just joining us, this is the Shellac Stack, a musical variety program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And on today's program, we're listening to records that were made in the final hours of a year. Recordings made on either December 30th or December 31st in years spanning 1908 up to 1947. And next up, I have a record that was made on New Year's Eve 1926 by vocalist Gene Austin. The song here was, I think, first recorded for the Victor label in September of 1925 by Ben Pollock's orchestra, in a session out at the Webster Hotel in Chicago. For whatever reason, Victor did not issue that recording, and instead had the song remade by Gene Goldkett's orchestra a month later, in October of 1926. The song is Sunday. Maybe we should be glad, because the Goldkett recording of Sunday is quite special, featuring among its ranks Bix Beiderbecke. No Bix on this record, though. Gene Austin does a pretty good job of handling the song by himself. It's Victor 20411. After that, we'll hear Nathan Glance and his orchestra recording for the Domino label, 4093, recorded December 30th, 1927. Dick Robertson appears as vocalist. Fairly early recording for Dick Robertson. The song is One More Night. So, two more now from late December 1st in 1926. Here's Gene Austin, Sunday.
All week long the world seems oh so blue, 'cause I'm away from you, miss you too. Everything goes wrong, and there's nobody to cheer me when you're not near me. I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday, oh my, how I long for you. And then come Thursday, gee, it's long and never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die, but after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
Pretty snappy stuff from Nathan Glance and his orchestra. I especially like that xylophone in there. And Dick Robertson sounded pretty good, if quite young. He was credited on the label as Bobby Dixon. That was recorded on or about December 30th, 1927, song by Billy Rose and Joe Burke called One More Night. Before that, Gene Austin with Abel Baer at the piano, a recording from New Year's Eve 1926, Sunday. Let's get out of New York now and head over to London for this next record. Sid Buckman is the vocalist with Roy Fox and his band. It's a Decca record, F5843. The song here is called She Fell for the Leader of the Band. This was recorded on New Year's Eve, 1935.
She used to love me, but now I've lost my big romance. She was a good girl, and I can never understand. Why did she fall for the leader of the band? She fell completely. She had to have his autograph, and very sweetly, she handed me the horse's lap. She was a good girl, and I can never understand. Why did she fall for the leader of the band? She said, wait for me, I lit a cigarette. If I'd waited there, I'd have been waiting yet. I'm broken-hearted. Now music only makes me wince. We never parted, because I've never seen her since. She was a good girl, and I can never understand. Why did she fall for the leader of the band?
Not a bad record at all. That was Roy Fox and his band with vocalist Sid Buckman. A recording made in London on December 31st, 1935. She fell for the leader of the band. And who could blame her? Let's continue now with a record that was made on December 30th, 1938. This one features Mead Lux Lewis, that great boogie-woogie pianist. He's not going to be playing his well-known honky-tonk train blues, though. Here, he's playing one he wrote called Bear Cat Crawl. We'll follow that with a recording by trumpeter Punch Miller with some really tasty piano work by a young Ralph Sutton, a recording that appeared on the Century label 4006, a song by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields that goes back to about, what, 1929 or 1930. It's called Exactly Like You. And Punch Miller and Ralph Sutton recorded this in New York on December 30th, 1947. So first up, let's take a listen to Mead Lux Lewis, a Columbia record of Bear Cat Crawl. ¶¶ That's so good. I'm a real sucker for those trumpet and piano jazz duets. Bung Johnson and Don Ewell made a really nice series of those for the American Music label at about this time. But on this record, Punch Miller at the trumpet and Ralph Sutton at the piano do a really, really nice job on Exactly Like You. That was Century Record number 4006, recorded December 30th, 1947 in New York City. At the time that record was made, pianist Ralph Sutton had just turned 25 years old. Punch Miller was a good 28 years older than him, having been born, well, not in New Orleans, but nearby in 1894. Punch Miller went to Chicago in the late teens or early 20s and played with people like Jelly Roll Morton and Tiny Parham, made some recordings for the Jeanette label under the name of King Mutt and his Tennessee Thumpers. He toured Japan in the 1960s and was playing until shortly before his death in 1971. Ralph Sutton would continue to play piano well into the early 2000s when he died. Great record from both of them. Before that, we heard from Mead Lux Lewis, great boogie-woogie piano, recorded in New York on December 30th, 1938. That was the Bearcat Crawl. We have time for one more record on today's stack of 78s, and it's going to come to us from Bob Wilbur's Wildcats. This is King Oliver's Snake Rag. In the lineup, we'll hear Johnny Glazel and Jerry Bloomberg playing cornet, Bob Mielke on trombone, Bob Wilbur, the clarinet player, another great stride pianist of the revival school, Dick Wellstood is on this side, along with Charlie Traeger on bass and Denny Strong at the drums. This was recorded on December 31st, New Year's Eve, 1947. Let's listen now to Rampart label record number 1. Here's Bob Wilbur's Wildcats, Snake Rag.
Thank you.
and with Bob Wilbur's Wildcats playing Snake Rag in a recording from New Year's Eve, 1947. That's all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. Before I go, I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in and listening to these records over the past hour with me. You know, I get a lot of pleasure out of pulling these records from the shelf and playing them for my own enjoyment, but it's even more fun to be able to share them with others who like to hear them. And I hope you did like the program. I hope you found at least something that you enjoyed, even if not everything is to your taste. If you like the program, though, I hope you might tell a friend or two so that they can join us on future editions of the Shellac Stack. Until next time, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope it's a good one, full of good things for you and your family. And I look forward to being with you again for more episodes of the Shellac Stack. Until next time, though, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.